A little over 90, I guess.
Okay, put 90 plus. Would you call that a conch house?
Yes, it's a conch house.
And because of the 4x4s and the
well, a lot of the wood came from the from Nassau, the Bahamas. They use mahogany wood, and that's the last thing the termites are going to get into.
Was the mahogany from here?
It came in. Yeah. I think that's the way I've always heard. They see a lot of houses was built in the Bahamas, and they were brought over by ships in sections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all cut out
so that
when you got here, all you had to do is put it down and start putting it together. There's a house I think right down here on William Street in the corner. It's a big white house. That one was done that way. It was made in sections and then brought here. Now I don't know about ours.
Okay, the reason why I asked that is because I don't know if it's one of the people interviewed for the interview of the survey or not, or whether it's someone else. I can't remember right now. It might have been Mrs. Bruce, but said that originally that there was a lot of hardwood trees here,
and
that some of them might have been mahogany. You know, because there's a lot of Honduras, you know.
Well, I know in our house, there's a lot, in the old section, there's a lot of mahogany.
So you got mahogany beams.
So that's why, when we went to cut out the section of the old house to go into the porch, the Florida room, that my father would use electric saw, and it would be spitting out fire, and that wood was as hot as a rock to try to cut through. You know, because that's why...
I'd like to find someone that's doing some remodeling that's going to throw away a piece of mahogany.
Yeah, that's good wood, because I know when we was doing ours, and that's been in the 60s, I say, when we did ours, it was spitting out fire.
Hmm.
Trying to cut it. Some places my father worked over an hour using electric saws to try to cut it. And what gets me, you know, in those days, I guess they figured, well, 4x4 is just as good as a 2x4. But nowadays, they try to, 2x4 is cheaper than the 4x4.
Now, those things were built like with a big, huge frame, square, like a box frame, and then they filled in between them, or?
Well, ours was, from what I could see of where we ripped it open, you know, it had the big beams going up in the end. But it had a lot of beams coming down this way, you know, like an angle, and then knocked in.
Because and they were all 4x4s.
The ones that I've seen where we've cut out are 4x4s.
Hmm. That's amazing. Were there any bigger ones, like on the corners?
Well, see, we haven't cut into the corners of our house, you know, to cut out.
Yeah.
The only place where we cut out was, we cut out a section going into the porch. We cut out the section going from the kitchen into the front room, because the kitchen used to be a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut out a section in here. You know, because that used to be a partition, all, you know, just a doorway in that one space.
Yeah.
And that's, my father, this used to be a window, I think. My father cut that in the door, because these two rooms were added on. Now, when I was little, my father, this side over here, the back bedroom, used to be the kitchen. And the other side he made into a bedroom for me. But he made it, and I didn't like it because he didn't do it the way I wanted it.
Mm.
So I didn't sleep there. I went to sleep upstairs with my grandmother.
Oh, that's okay. I thought the table. Yeah.
You know, and he promised me, this used to be one big open room, and he promised me that if I did go upstairs and sleep upstairs, he would fix the upstairs. Okay. The back got to a point where my mother got mad because he always did work for other people, so he didn't want to come home and do coffin or work the hours. So Mama got mad at him one time and busted out the windows to make him do the work that much faster, you know?
Mm.
So we finally moved the kitchen into the other room, where it's the kitchen now. And in this back, mine, this was added on. This wood had gotten so rotten and decayed that it was cheaper to knock it all off and rebuild it.